Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bumbo Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Jews Radio Service. You can have your saber call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now, the Luigi Institute warmly welcomed the publication of Luigia, the authorised biography of its patron, namesake and founding chair, Dr. Luigia O'Donoghue, ACCBEDSG, and written by Australian journalist and writer Stuart Rental. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Pat Anderson, Luigia Institute's chairperson, on the line. Pat, very good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor. Nice to be talking to you again.
Yes, lovely to be talking to you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic opportunity to have a yarn. Let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Pat?
I'm Aliara. Our country crosses sits astride the Northern Territory, Western Queensland border. So we've got mob on both sides of that border, which is, you know, not ours. It's that state border that we have there. So we're Aliara people and we're go right up to almost to Doomadgee, down across to almost to Mount Isa.
Yes.
And then across to the same people who live, the Mbladawatch people and people at Utopia, we're the same mob.
Well, we've got a connection there, Pat, so fantastic. Thank you for sharing. Now, look, a beautiful, warm welcome publication of Luigia's namesake and founding chair. Tell us a bit about Dr. Luigia O'Donoghue, please.
Well, you know, this is an amazing woman.
Yes.
She is an outstanding leader and even a visionary from this depth of her experience. And her story, you know, personal one, which is in the book that Stuart's written, which I would recommend to everybody. It's a great story, and it really is the history and tells the many experiences that most of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families across this great nation of ours, this great country of ours, can identify with, and much similarities. So it's the story, like many stories, it's of great courage, integrity, determination, and resilience.
Yes.
And over the years, you know, Luigia has become a national treasure, and I think she offers inspiration to all Australians, ours, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, as well as the broader Australian society. And, you know, her spirit, if you like, permeates the work of the Luigia Institute. It was made, was named in her honour in 2010. And she, when she said it was okay to use her name, she told us to be a courageous organisation.
Good.
Committed to social justice and equity for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And to match our words with action, don't just say empty words.
Sure.
And she needed the Institute to be known for working fearlessly for change and improvement in the lives of our mob across the continent, and that we should judge all our work through that particular lens. So,
beautiful. So she's saying, if you don't take my name, there's rules that come with it.
Exactly. And, you know, we have it on everything, and often when we've had difficult times, we have all felt her sitting right there on our shoulder, believe me. And it's I've felt the weight of that responsibility that she's given to us.
Yes. And look, which is powerful in a sense. It helps us dot our I's, cross our T's and live up to that powerful name and the woman she was.
Yeah, she's a great person, you know. She's been so decorated by so many places and has won so many awards over her lifetime. And, you know, she embodies, I think, the trauma and injustices that we, you know, our families have faced.
Yes.
And in particular, those of us who have the legacy of the stolen generations.
Exactly.
She's represented herself and spoken over the years with great strength and courage. And I think she epitomises the resilience. My God, so many things have happened to us and all of our families, and we're still here, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that woman embodies and epitomises. There are others, of course, as well, but today we're celebrating the life of this amazing woman.
Well, Pat, a national treasure and look, inspirational to all Australians, yes?
Indeed. Certainly of my generation and those coming a little bit before and a little bit after me, have all got stories to tell, because you get cranky too, you know.
Yeah, true too.
Real quick.
Short fuse.
We all kind of quake in our boots a bit, you know.
Shoot from the hips.
She growled at me many times.
And when the shooter's ready, the teacher will arrive.
She's kind of like almost like the bedrock, you know.
Yes.
Of everything that we do, and she's been a great example to many of us over her long and influential lifetime.
Yes. So thank you very much for sharing, and look, it's fantastic, a nice gesture, and publication's out now, so a good read, yes? Inspiring.
It's a good story. It's certainly inspiring, Trevor, and Pat, thank you again.
Now, Pat, all the best to you. You take care, my sister, all the best. All the best to your team and family, sis.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Bye, Doc. Deadly Young there, Pat Anderson, Luigi's Institute Chairperson, and talking about the welcoming of the publication of Luigi, the authorised biography of its patron, namesake, and founding chair, Dr. Luigi O'Donoghue, ACCBEDSG. A lot of letters after name, too deadly, and a success in own right. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right up to 12 noon Queensland time. Add to the conversation, Mob, too deadly.
Yeah.
you, Mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defiant. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Stand on the shoreline, coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. One of my mother, let's ride, hey, hey. Stand on the shoreline, coming, coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. One of my mother, let's ride, hey, hey.
Yeah, they say that they came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, One Voice, a title track of the Guru Gullan's band. In the Blue Mud Bay, Bunyala Yopra homelands. And I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Brendan Murica, keyboard player. Brendan on the line. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, good morning, my brother.
Brother, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
We're from little homeland called Bunyala or Yopra in Blue Mud Bay.
Too deadly, my brother. Now, you're with the band, your keyboard player with the band, Gurra Gully Band. Tell us about the deadly band. How long you mob been together for?
We've been together nearly 20, 30 years now.
Oh.
So, yeah, been a long time since we got back on the road. It's been like 10 years since we launched our first album.
Yes.
This weekend's going to be launching our second album, so... Yeah, very exciting week coming up.
Beautiful. And you're doing travelling around all the different communities up there across Arnhem Land. So when do you hit the road?
On Sunday.
On Sunday,
we're
yep.
We're launching our first album. So yep. Probably give us time to pack up and then start moving the following week.
Too deadly.
So, yeah, Monday we'll be start moving to Meningwira. And then come back to Ramagini, and then come back to Lanapui Homeland, Gangan, and then finish off at Yirrkala.
Yirrkala, all right, too deadly, my brother. And so, how many in the band there, Brendan?
Roughly about 10, 11.
Whoa, like a orchestra. Too deadly. And you're travelling around. Now, listen, when you're talking about the album One Voice, it's about talking about the homelands and keeping your homeland strong. Is that right, brother?
Yeah, also as a reminder, message behind it, you know, people living in township, big communities, and it's also just a reminder, like I said before, you know, homeland is something that we relate to.
Yes.
Because through that kinship we have within the homeland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Homeland is very important to when it comes down to cultural connections we have.
Exactly, and keeping our culture strong. I'm looking at your beautiful artwork here that is on the front cover here of the album and the flyer. Tell us about the crocodile nest and the, well, Baru, you mob call it there, protecting this nest, eh?
The crocodile protecting her nest and the little ones there. So it's also a message behind that is we need to protect our young ones coming up behind.
Yes.
And, you know, giving that right message across, positive message, and keeping the culture strong and passing on that knowledge to the young ones.
Too deadly, my brother. And it took a long time for you mob to get back on the road. Did you have a break? 10 years sounds like a good break there, my brother.
Yeah.
Well, long time.
It's been really... Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a small band from a remote area, and music is out there, music industry, traveling. A bit difficult sometimes for the band members, you know.
Yep.
We've got other commitments as well with family.
Sure, family.
And also funeral, yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very hard to be on the road. But
very hard, but once you're on the road, it's good fun, isn't it, my brother?
Yeah, that's the main thing, you know. As long as we're having fun. Sharing the culture, sharing the music.
Sharing,
you know,
the culture and music, yes. Too deadly, my brother. And what's when you say about 10 people on board, what, are they male and females, young and old?
I'm probably the oldest out of the band.
Oh, yeah, you're the elder then, eh? You're the elder.
Yeah, we've got the new drummer. That's my son, Sean America.
All right, good.
So we've got some new band members as well. And
deadly.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. And otherwise, streaming track One Voice, you can check it out, soundcloud.com. Garangala, that's Garangali, hyphen band. Garangali.
Garangali.
Garangali, love it.
Garangali means the home of crocodiles.
The home of crocodiles, too deadly, my brother. So people can check it out online, One Voice. We've got a song coming up here very soon, so we'll play it here on our program here, National Talk Black. Very good yarning with you, Brendan Murica. Thank you very much, my brother. All the best to your mob there and the deadly band. And enjoy your road trip. Stay safe, and Crocodile Spirits will look after you, my brother.
Thank you.
All the best to you, Brendan. You take care, cuss. Yo.
Nama.
Beautiful. Yarning up strong there with Brendan Murica, keyboard player for the Garangali Band. And they are on the road, hitting the road, and they're travelling around the Arnhem Land, providing much-needed entertainment since the isolated homelands and communities. Travelling to Banayala, Gapawiwak, Manangrida, Ramajini, Gangan, and Nyirakala, and it's all travelling on Sunday, 18th of October, right through to Friday, 30th of October. I've been on road last time was about 10 years ago, so they're well overdue, so fantastic. They're excited about it. The mob come from Blue Mud Bay, Bunyala, Yapara country, so fantastic. But check it out, coming up, One Voice, Too Deadly. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your sober calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Shaken or stirred? No, I'm not talking about a drink. Dangerous fieldwork in the social science. There's a new book out, titled Navigating Fieldwork in the Social Science, Danger, Risk and Reward. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Nicholas Apoifis. He's a senior lecturer in politics and international relations at University of New South Wales. On the line, Dr. Nicholas, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks Trevor. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. Look, a new book is out, Navigating Fieldwork in the Social Science, Danger, Risk and Reward. So just enlighten us about the book, the information, and how it can help people out there who, you could say, have got a voice but not being heard, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you a little bit of background about how this book started first, because I think that gets to what this book's all about.
Sure.
So there's this awesome other researcher at Uni New South Wales, Phil Wads, and as these things sort of start, Trevor, we were sitting around having a few drinks one day, and we're talking about the kind of dicey situations we'd found ourselves in while doing research, you know, the violence and all that, and Phil's it's a critical criminologist, so what that means is he challenges the traditional way of thinking about crime and criminality and justice, and he'd just done this huge study of nightlife in the Cross, in King's Cross in Sydney, and looking at the interactions between patrons, the cops and bouncers, and I was listening to his stories, and then I was telling him my stories about what it's like to research alongside militant anti-fascists and anarchists, you know, in Greece, in the middle of hardcore protests with tear gas flying around and all that, and dealing with neo-Nazis, and we just had one of those moments where we looked at each other and going, like, we need to get these stories out there.
Sure.
And we also knew a lot of other people that had been in sort of dodgy situations, so we brought in our other two collaborators on this book, on this edited collection, Dr. Kim Spurway and Dr. Suzanne Schmeidel, and one of them had been in Lebanon and done interviews with Hezbollah, with AK-47s pointed her at her, and she was in Chad and Laos and Iraq and all this sort of stuff, and the other one had been in Afghanistan. So we got it all together and just pieced together stories about how to access and how to engage with high-risk situations so you survive, so you protect the people that you're interviewing and the stories and the fixes and the people that get you these interviews.
So it's a book for people on both sides of the fence regarding law and order, or someone who wants to speak up or get their voices heard and push in their opinion, all the above?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really important that we get these stories out there. You know, and I've said this to you before, this is such an important thing that a radio show like yours does. We need stories. We need stories from different people. And and the issue is that sometimes these stories are really hard to get to. But these people, we need these stories to enrich our understanding of the world. And people are often left out. You know, they've got awesome ideas about the world, their own community, and they're left out of the conversation. They're deliberately marginalized and excluded by governments, by NGOs, by powerful people, and by some of my colleagues as academics. And we didn't want that. We want these stories out there. And, you know, like even in my own research, Trevor, there were people that I would speak to that were hardcore fascist neo-Nazis, and that's not my politics at all. But I think it's important that we at least hear in some aspects what they're thinking and why in order to challenge it. And that's what a little bit of this book does. It provides a way of getting to the people that are we don't hear from as much. And that's really important, and particularly more marginalised communities, right? Like communities that are deliberately excluded from this same that conversation. Once you bring them in, right, you can improve policy. You can challenge the way we distribute power and wealth, because one of the issues is we keep rewarding the same voices, the same people, over and over again in the mainstream media, in academia as well. We get the same thing. Well, we need diversity.
Sure, we do. Well, because you got the letter PM after your name, you know, or you've got an authority, or you've got letters after your name because of you're so academic, as you mentioned, that don't mean that you're right. You know what I mean? It's a voice being heard, and for the people out there who are screaming at the top of their lungs but are not being heard. So this book is that vehicle, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, one of the cool stories from it, there's so many great stories, by the way.
Sure, yeah.
But one of them from Kev Detardian, and he's a social researcher in Sydney. I think he lives on Gadigal lands, and what he does, his research interest is in alcohol and other drugs, and particularly the way in which non-medical use of pharmaceuticals like opioids is used by young people. And so he went out and interviewed young people who are using opioids in the cross, right, and how they deal with trauma and all that. Mm. And these are, like, really difficult stories to hear, but they're so important, right?
Sure.
Like, you need to hear from the people that are on the ground living these experiences. And that's the same. There's another researcher in the book, Carolyn Lynette, who co-researches with people, but mostly women from refugee backgrounds, and she has stories of pretty intense domestic violence threats and gendered violence threats against partners, and brings these stories to life. We need to hear these stories. And so this book not only finds a space for these stories, but tells us how to do better when we're trying to get these stories, when we're engaging with communities, and also teaches us some of the how to deal with some of the challenges that we face in these spaces.
Well, when you're talking stories, I'm picking up OPE, other people's experiences, and that's how we learn, don't we? You know, if not by your own mistakes, by other people's mistakes or other people's experience, and take a page out of their book, pardon the pun.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we did, so what we did was we went and interviewed heaps of our colleagues that were doing this sort of research, and one of the things that kept coming out was that, you know, they knew that these stories existed, right? These
yes.
other people's experiences, for sure. But they're hard to get to sometimes, for sure, for a variety of structural reasons. Maybe they're in far-flung corners of the world, or maybe they're just people haven't tried to get them, or maybe there's people deliberately preventing us from hearing these stories.
Yes.
And so, again, what we do in this book, it's like a toolbox of people, you know, of ways in which we can help and do it well, open up these stories and bring them to life. And they're tough stories, Trevor.
Exactly.
I mean, one of the people is Lou Chappell, one of the contributors, Louise Chappell. She's the director of the Union New South Wales Human Rights Institute.
Okay.
And she does stuff with the International Criminal Court, right? Like, so she's hearing and reading testimony about fully intense, potentially, you know, war crime stuff.
Yes.
And so she knows, she's saying, like, this is really important to bring to the fore, but it's tough.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got to find ways to encourage people to do it, acknowledge that it's difficult, but, you know, help them along the way.
Look, fantastic. So the book, Navigating Fieldwork in the Social Science, Danger, Risk and Reward, the book is out, so people can pick up the book. Yes.
Yes, through Palgrave. If you go online, Palgrave Publishers, you get an e-book copy. It's a cracking read, and can I just say, Trevor, it's written accessibly. It's not in academic jargon. I hate it. My collaborators...
Layman's terms.
It's open. It's a chat. It's a chat with really good people who are doing really, really interesting things.
Dr. Inglis, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your deadly team. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
You're a legend. Thanks, Trevor.
Cheers, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Dr. Nicholas Apoifis, his name is. He's Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at University of New South Wales. Shaken or Stirred is the topic there. Dangerous Fieldwork in the Social Sciences. And we're talking about the new book titled Navigating Fieldwork in the Social Science, Danger, Risk and Reward. So, look, worth a read. Voices who aren't being heard. And just talk about the danger, or if not the stories that need to be told in regard to anti-government or... anti-legal rules and laws are put across the table, which don't suit all the above, but the do's and the don'ts and the stories that open our eyes, so to speak. So probably a good read. Yes, you mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with Bally One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn, you mob. Too deadly.
ancestral rights. Try to wipe me out by starvation. Try to say assimilation's right. Still we'll walk across this ancient wide land. Still we'll carry on that fight. Still we'll travel on those ancient song lines. Still we'll carry that light. With the primates, try to tell me evolution's right. Try to turn me from my own creator. Try to push my people out of sight. Still we'll walk across this ancient wide land. Still we'll carry on that fight. Creation. Try to take my ancestral right. Try to turn me from my own creator. Try to say simulation's right. Still we'll walk across this ancient wide land. Still we'll carry on that fight.
Get on your mouth, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
used to live together in a place that we called home. Then suddenly they took our skids away. We couldn't say goodbye when they put us in the cars and left mom and dad with nothing else to say. We don't cry anymore. There's no teardrop left to fall. We're just lonely little kids, not knowing what we did. We don't understand at all. We don't cry anymore. There's no tears to wipe away. All we have is broken hearts when our family fell apart. We don't cry. Cause our mom and dad's not there makes us think that we're not wanted anymore. Every day we hope and pray mom and dad will come this way to take us back to home where we belong. We're just lonely little kids, not knowing what we did. We don't understand at all.
Feeling of loneliness or you don't want us anymore will come. The pain and the suffering that us little children will bear, and for the rest of our lives we'll be thinking, didn't anybody care? So all your parents must give us children all your love and care and bring us up with pride, because you are our teachers and you are our guides. And you must make us children feel very, very safe and very secure, because we are your children and we are your future.
Yeah, too true. We don't cry anymore. Dennis Colin here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It comes to the time when Murray got to sign off. You, Mobba, thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. Of course, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. You, Mob, too deadly. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in the pandemic, you, Mob. Let's not be lackadaisy. Abide by the rules. Too deadly.